New Zealander Jesse Stevens and his wife are now in day 18 of their lockdown in Spain. Spain's one of the countries hardest hit by coronavirus. It now has 95,000 confirmed cases, the third highest in the world, and almost 8,000 deaths. That's second only to Italy. Jesse Stevens is self-employed. He lives in a suburb of Barcelona and is with us now. Hi, Jesse. Kia ora.
Hey, how you going?
I'm going pretty well, but how are you going? More like it, 18 days in, what's it like?
Well, it's pretty much exactly the same as it was a week ago, unfortunately. We've got very little news or kind of entertainment to offer you. But yeah, it's just going on. It's a bit of a grind, and yeah, we just generally trying to kind of knuckle down and just and sort of think about the long haul, really. It's hard to quantify.
Yeah, Groundhog Day, I guess. Are you even allowed to go outside at all?
We're still under the same conditions, although the pressure on us to maintain those conditions has intensified. We're only allowed to go out one at a time, and we have to basically go to the nearest supermarket or to the chemist to buy supplies, but otherwise we're contained. We've noticed a lot more cases of people being fined on the streets, and there's a ramping up of kind of police presence and police control. Not that that's a bad thing. I mean, I think everybody agrees that it's generally quite a positive thing that there are people around and that things are being contained.
Nonetheless, it sounds a bit scary. It's sort of essentially martial law.
I can't lie to you, it is quite scary. I mean, I think a week ago we were thinking, oh, well, we'll plan our shopping trips and we'll go out and it's okay. And we used to kind of draw straws to see who would be able to go out because actually we preferred to go out. Whereas now I think we draw straws to work out who's going out because we'd prefer not to be honest. And I think that's something to do with the length of time that we've been locked in. It feels like a bit of an investment in the community health scenario, really, because the longer we're here, the more we're investing in the community and the health of the community. And so it feels like the community health is becoming more and more, the longer we stay here, the community health is more and more precious. And we're working hard to kind of maintain that.
How do you pass the time?
Well, luckily being self-employed, I've still got work to do. So I separate my day up. It's become quite sort of military in our house. So there's a part of the day we spend cleaning. There's a part of our day we spend working. Part of the day we spend cooking meals. And we've started to divide the house up into different zones based on what you're doing, and it just feels natural to do that so that when we're in the lounge relaxing, we try not to spend too much other time during the day in the lounge because it's the place we go to get away from it all. But we've come up with a great solution to that, which is we've now transformed our laundry into a bit of a bar. So we now go to the laundry arms up on our terrace. And we try as best we can, obviously without too much, without too much need to push it. But we would go up there on an evening and have a glass of wine and try and catch up with each other during the day, and just try and talk about how well things are going. Try and be a little bit positive about stuff. I think
Absolutely. I think.
the main impact has been largely a kind of morale issue rather than a physical issue. It's not about doing loads of exercise, but although that's intrinsically linked to keeping yourself kind of psychologically well. So that's probably been our biggest thing, is just kind of keeping our heads together, you know.
Absolutely. Hey, Jesse, look, thank you so much for talking to us again. Stay well. Look after yourselves. That is Jesse Stevens, who is in lockdown in Spain, into day 18 there of that lockdown.